A little bit of NFL draft conversation before we get to You Can't Be Serious to wrap up the show. K-State fans will remember the name Myles Garrett, defensive end for Texas A&M. Projected to be the number one pick in the upcoming NFL draft. Did not do very much of anything against K-State in the Texas Bowl in December. Myles Garrett is not going to attend the NFL draft, which is kind of rare for a potential top overall pick. And this actually catches my attention. I think this is pretty funny. Myles Garrett made a video of him pleading to Jerry Jones to trade draft picks and trade Tony Romo to get the number one pick from the Cleveland Browns so that he can play for the Cowboys.
That's ridiculous.
It's kind of funny. Actually, I've got the video right here. Let me see if I can get this.
I'm speaking to you, Jerry. Mr. Garrett, make it happen. Dak Prescott is leading our team right now. I need you to take Tony Romo, take a couple picks, and give them to Cleveland so you can pick me up. Please. I love to play in Dallas. Just make it happen.
that's funny.
That's pretty funny. There's probably something to be said here about a guy like, maybe a little bit of a character red flag if he's, like, not accepting his opportunity to play regardless of who drafts him. But at the same time, would you want to play for Cleveland? No.
No.
I wouldn't.
No. Romo wouldn't. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Some people are saying that he's staying in his hometown of Houston for the draft so that he can avoid being a Cleveland Brown for as long as possible. Me personally, I think that Scott Francis standing somewhere between Houston and Philadelphia and Myles Garrett cannot physically get to the NFL draft, if you see what I'm doing there. That was a great performance by the K-State offensive lineman to hold him in check in the draft. I don't know what's going to happen here. I can certainly see how Myles Garrett would be a great fit for the Cowboys, and I'm sure with him playing at Texas A&M, being a Houston native, everyone in his family, a huge Cowboys fan, can see why he would make this plea, but I don't know if that's going to save you from being the newest Cleveland Brown.
I wonder what he would think about playing for, you say he lives in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Playing for Houston.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
A team that is loaded on the defensive side. What if Houston somehow picked up Tony Romo and Myles Garrett? That would just be... just be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, I think that he's just been a lifelong Cowboys fan. I don't see the Cowboys taking this chance on him. I mean, he's a great player. He'll probably be a solid Pro Bowl kind of defensive end at some point in his career. But if you're the Cowboys, are you really going to give up, you know, Tony Romo and a couple of draft picks just to get this guy because he really wants to play for you? I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and as far as the character thing with him not wanting to play for the Browns, if Eli Manning can get away with not wanting to play in San Diego, I'm pretty sure Myles Garrett can get away with not wanting to play for the Browns.
Yeah, I had totally missed this headline up until today, but now it's starting to make the rounds, that video of him. And it's funny, like he's got his hands like in the praying position. He is not messing around about this. I don't know if it has more to do with loving the Cowboys or knowing that the alternative is living in Cleveland, but I will say to him, look, dude, you're going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars regardless of where you play. It's not the worst thing in the world to get drafted number one overall by the Cleveland Browns. There are worse things that can happen in life.
I bet you Jerry Jones is loving it, though.
Probably.
I'm sure he wishes he could get Myles Garrett, because Jerry Jones loves to make those kind of those picks that, because I'm pretty sure if I remember this right, he at one point he wanted Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he did. How about this though? I'm not a huge Jerry Jones fan. Several reasons for that.
Me neither.
But I would do a total 180. If he traded up in the draft and drafted a defensive end and his name was Jordan Willis and not Myles Garrett.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I love seeing K-Staters in the NFL, even if they play for a team that I don't like.
There are a lot of
Jordan Willis.
There are a lot of K-State/Cowboys fans out there, too.
There are.
Mitch Fortner is one of them. I'm sure that Mitch would love to see Jordan Willis in a Cowboys uniform. We're going to head to our final break of the show and of the week. When we come back, we'll have You Can't Be Serious. Grant, you have anything lined up?
Yeah. Nothing crazy, but something that happened in the late night world.
In the late night
world? Late night talk show world, yeah.
I have a bad night for a UCLA cheerleader last night. That was amazing. I hope she's okay, but I laughed.
I saw that one too.
Yeah, you'll hear about it coming up next.